Israel, Joshua led them across the Jordan there. And Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, lodged and there before passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye seek the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not here unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I bring to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that may know that I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto thy people, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fault drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Gizzites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take ye 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above and stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zaratan, and those that came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood for him on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And then Joshua chapter 4, the main one here. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye saying, take ye hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and lead them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, and of every tribe a man, and Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when ye your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Joshua were cut off, and these stones shall be for memorial unto the children of Israel forever. As the children of Israel did so, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, and as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest which bear the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there unto this day, for the priest which bear the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the covenant passed over, and the priest in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over, armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord into battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all its banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your fathers shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, for ye might fear the Lord your God forever. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more because of the children of Israel. And we'll title this over in verse 6 there, What mean ye by these stones? We'll go back to chapter 3 and some little points there that I wrote down. The Ark of the Covenant was, it was the most sacred treasure. It was a symbol of God's presence and power. The Ark was a gold rectangular box with two cherubims, angels facing each other on the lid, and the Ark were the tables of the Ten Commandments Moses had received from God, a jar of manna of the bread, and God had miraculously sent from heaven during the wilderness wanderings, and Aaron's staff, the symbol of the high priest's authority. According to God's law, only the Levites could carry the Ark. The Ark was constructed at the same time as the tabernacle. And we go back to Exodus 37, 1 through 9 for that, and placed in the sanctuary's most sacred room. And before entering the promised land, the Israelites went to perform a purification ceremony. This was the time done before making a sacrifice, or as in the call, before witnessing a great act of God. God's law stated a person could become unclean for many reasons. Eating certain foods, over in Leviticus 11, and giving birth, Leviticus 12, and dealing with disease, Leviticus 13 to 14, and touching a dead person, Numbers 19, 11 through 22. And God used these various outward signs of uncleanness to illustrate a person's inward uncleanness that comes as a result of sin. The purification ceremony pictured the importance of approaching God with a pure heart. Like the Israelites, we need God's forgiveness before we approach Him. And then, and just before they come over to the promised land, Joshua gathered the people to hear the words of the Lord. And then, and why would God help the Israelites drive out the nations from her native land? God had punished Israel for his disobedience. He then turned to the rest of the nation. Genesis 50 replies that the people of Canaan were worse and deserved to be punished for their terrible acts. Israel was to be a vehicle for this punishment. More important was that fact that Israel, as a holy nation, could not be among such evil and idolatrous people. To do would be to invite and into their lives. The only way to present Israel from being infected by evil religion was to draw out those who practice them. But Israel failed to drive everyone out as God had told them to do. It wasn't long before Israel, the nation God chose to be the holy people, began following to evil practices in the Canaanites. So as they did, and then you know, over in Joshua chapter 4, they've done got crossed over and all this, and Joshua told 12 of them, the men there, one of each tribe here, bring them a stone. And when he got them there, and then he put them all together there at Gilgal for a memorial, that this is what God had done. He brought the children of Israel across the Jordan, spread the waters open so they could walk through on dry ground, and all that. And they were to remind and tell their children what what those stones meant there, because he did. He set there at Gilgal, and he also put 12 stones there in the middle of the Jordan, right there where the feet were standing there. And to this day, them, according there, true here, that those stones are still there. And it was a memorial that God met them there. And they were to stay there at Gilgal that night before they went to Jericho, preparing and letting God prepare them as he led them, that he was the one who was going to get the victory. The Israelites remembered Joshua for his role in leading them across the Jordan River. He, like Moses, would receive Israel's praises generation after generation. Although Israel was not a world power at that time, Joshua's reputation for handling his responsibility, God's way, brought him greater glory than he had been a hero in a superpower nation. Doing right is more important than doing well. And the memorial of the 12 stones would be a constant reminder of the day the Israelites crossed the Jordan River on dry ground. Their children would see the stones, hear the story, and learn about God. Do you take tradition? Do you have tradition? Special dates or special places to help our children learn about God's work in your life? Do you take time to tell them what God had done for you, forgiving and saving you, answering your prayers, supplying your needs, and realizing your story will help keep memories of God's faithfulness alive in your family? And they were to, and in verse 5, chapter 1 and verse 5, and he said, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of the Jordan, westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted. Neither were their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. Those nations was, they knew that God was with them, and they was afraid because they knew their time had come, and that Israel was fixing to start taking their land, part of it, which they've never taken all before. We'll go all the way back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 3. And it gives us the boundaries of the land there. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have given you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Now all that land over in Iraq and stuff, most all that belonged to Israel anyway, too, because all the way to the Euphrates River there. So Israel had never taken possession of all their land when they were supposed to. And they never did a lot of it what they were supposed to. He told them to destroy them, but they didn't destroy all the people. If they had them, they wouldn't have the problem they have it now with the Arab people. But they will one day get that land when he raptures us and we come back and he sets up the millennial kingdom. and then God will give all the land to them that they belong to. There won't be no peace treaties that they want. And they said, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, that's in the future. What we need to actually really pray for is pray for repentance of the nation of Israel so that peace of Jerusalem can come to us. So the millennial kingdom can come. And for the ones who don't know the Lord, for them to come and accept Him as their personal Savior. So where's our Gilgal? Where's our memorial? For us to remember this Memorial Day and also our fallen soldiers, but not only that, even our soldiers of the cross, the fallen soldiers who were martyred also for the faith. I think I'll read one of the newsletter here, one from the Gorman, the one we just took.